Hey there, just talking.
Hello, Sophie there. I'm inviting the hangout.
Hey. Thanks for handling the hangout.
Yes, I handled it.
Am I reasonably audible? I think there might be some echo, but that's mostly from the room here.
Yes, there is some echo from the room where you are. Seems empty.
Hello, this is Benjamin Strenge from the University of Kassel.
Hey Benjamin, Thorsten here. Welcome.
Björn joining.
Hi,
Hey,
Björn.
Björn.
Hi, this is Norbert.
Hey, Norbert. Welcome here.
Hey, Norbert.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Florian speaking.
Hey, Florian.
Hey, Flo.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hi there.
So we have Sophie, Benjamin, Björn, Norbert, and myself, beyond Florian. Let's wait some four minutes more and then get it going.
Thorsten, I think Michael will not be able to join, and Eliane has said that she won't join, and
Andreas can't
she's
join.
represented by she, she's represented by Eike, and if he's not there, Norbert.
Okay. What about anyone heard anything about Frederick? Let me poke him.
And Joel, didn't he want to join at the earlier time?
Yeah, I would hope that Joel actually has time.
if he's on the IC.
Ike, hello.
Hi, Ike.
Hi, Ike.
Hi, Ike.
Hi.
Okay, so let's maybe start. I've heard Benjamin, welcome, from the University of Kassel, Sophie, Florian, myself, Björn, Norbert, and Eike. Anybody else on this call? Hearing none. So this is just barely making quorum today. Norbert, Eike, whom would you represent?
Eike should represent Elian if he asks for that.
Okay.
And maybe Norbert represent Joel.
Norbert, Michael, or Joel, or...
whatever.
Okay. I'm taking that verbatim. Let's make it Michael then. Okay, so that makes quorum 4 out of 7. Simple majority is 3. Let's get it going. Welcome to Benjamin, I think, who wants to tell us a little bit about this research project from the University of Kassel.
Thank you for having me. Do you want me to start right away?
Yes, please, go for it.
Okay, so our project idea is that mobile office work is pretty bad with respect to the usability and physical ergonomics today. So if you want to work in your car or public transport, then you often have bad positions for your body parts, which can lead to physical strain when you do it for a longer time. So what we want to do in this research project is to investigate if you can improve this when you use data glasses. That is, you use virtual reality or augmented reality to display the documents or whatever you have to edit in a comfortable position. We have to investigate how to deal with text input, how to deal with the interaction with software and the system as a whole. And our idea is to use the LibreOffice Viewer for Android as a base. And advance this. Oh, there's someone else. Hello?
No, keep going.
The question is if the Document Foundation will participate in this project as an associated partner. This means you have no obligations, at least in the first phase. So we describe this project and ask for public funding. If the guys employed from the ministry think this is a good idea, then in the next step we'll have to write an even longer document to explain more details about the time frame and how much investment the partners will make. But as an associated partner, the Document Foundation itself would not have to make investments or anything, but it's more that our software development partner has access to the responsible persons to ask for some technical details if there are some issues, and on the other way that at the end of the project, the source code which was created can get back into the LibreOffice community and be used there. So this would be our proposal, and I'd like to ask if you think that you want to participate in this.
Okay, I don't know, maybe Eike Norbert wants to give feedback on the preferred way of development for LibreOffice.
Well, the preferred way is, of course, submit patches to Garrett.
Let me jump in here. The problem that I have with the proposal, it sounds a bit like after a year or two, there would be a huge code dump coming out of this project, which might or might not be useful at this stage. So the much preferred methodology would be to develop this in close interaction with the LibreOffice community to make it acceptable and mergeable in the end.
Okay, I think this is a good idea from my viewpoint at least. The software development company which wants to participate in this project has some experience with open source development, and I think that they wouldn't have any problem to have a closer interaction, so that you don't have this Big Bang approach in the end and have to deal with this. But if there is a closer interaction possible between the project team and the community, I think this would benefit anyone. Yeah.
One important part of such development is to do it in small steps, so preferably on current master, and that integrates smoothly and not have some big chunk of code somewhere at the end that when it's integrated leads to 1,000 problems and you can't solve every problem just in time for the next release. So if you do it in small steps, smaller patches, for example, things that break are easier to spot, easier to fix. So,
okay,
probably what such a company has to have in mind. So don't develop in-house for, I don't know, 3 months, 6 months, for whatever, and then throw the code over the fence. That most times does not work.
And the sooner they show up and with patch on Garrett, the sooner they get known and recognized as such, and eventually get commit access.
Sure.
In other words, the way to get things in, it's to be part of the community, not to have a relationship with it, but to be part of it.
Okay. Yeah, I see. I think this is a good idea. Our role in this project as the research partner is foremost about the usability engineering, and it's always good to have small steps and iterative development to have the option to check it with real users in close circ in short cycles. And from what I got from the company, they do a lot of agile development. So I think this would match this pretty well, that whenever we have some incremental update, we can test it with the users, and if it's good, we can see if it fits in the LibreOffice repositories.
Hello.
No, hello, this is
John. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hello.
Hi there.
Good morning.
Yeah, so if you think that you can, you want to participate in this role, I would prefer to get the development company in touch with someone from you to talk about the details.
Let me cut you off, because essentially the approach is there is a development mailing list, and anybody, nobody is special in that regard, anybody that wants to contribute code and wants to participate is welcome to do so and talk about what they want to do and propose patch. Those patch get reviewed, and if they make sense, they get integrated. There is no particular relationship in that regard. And we're talking to you as the board, and so we're not, well, some of us are developers, but it's not in that capacity that we have in this discussion, okay? So we can't guarantee to you that you're going to have developers, current developer on LibreOffice ecosystem, that's going to want to actually do some heavy lifting on that. Maybe they will, maybe they won't, but we don't direct them, okay?
Yeah, okay.
It's a volunteer-based stuff. We as a board organize the infrastructure and try to organize a little bit of the thing, but we don't have direction. We can't tell people you have to work on that or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. It's just I thought that it might be beneficial if we have someone from the community who is into the LibreOffice Viewer for Android development help with the bootstrapping. That when we start the project.
And the best way to achieve that is to come on the development mailing list explaining the goal, and if somebody has the skill and is interested, they'll step in.
Okay, I see. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, so to add to that, Benjamin, it comes with the community interaction. So if you are, or if the development company that you're partnering with is playing in the open and is doing the development and also the discussion in the open, things will come naturally. So it's like when you have a technical question, you get an answer when you ask on the list. And if you provide interesting, useful, cool patches and features, then you will get an answer even quicker. Know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, I see.
And the other thing, which is more a social thing, is by showing up early and working that way, when times come to actually get the things in, people around that are in charge of reviewing and approving those patches would have seen you, seen the interaction, seen the discussion, even though they may not have directly participated. And that would make things much easier to accept those patches, because we know there is people behind that's going to stick around to cater to that. You see,
okay,
what I mean?
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
Okay,
so
beyond that, what you need, any, or is it what you're asking, also some official endorsement from TDF as an entity, or are you more concerned with the code and technical interaction here?
No, it's the former. It's just that we now have to write a document to ask for the funding, and I wanted to make sure that the board is behind this idea, and that it's okay that we write you as an associated partner in this document.
Okay. I don't have a problem with that. I don't know, maybe have a quick round on the board. Norbert, how are you?
On the principle, I mean, we welcome any good idea to try to improve and make the product even better. So on principle, of course, I would encourage and be behind such initiative. The one thing that needs to be clearly understood is that doesn't mean that we can actually do direct development effort in that regard. In other words, yes, TDF, the board, would welcome such initiative, and we certainly won't oppose it, but that doesn't mean that we're going to be actively participating because we can't direct development effort.
Okay. This wasn't our expectation anyway, but rather that if we have some trouble getting into the community somehow, I don't know about the exact experiences of the company we're working with. Maybe they are more into this than I am personally. That if there are any general questions, who may I ask, how may I ask, something like that, that we have some kind of support.
Well, you can, again, use the development mailing list, and well, I'll keep an eye if there is some general question about how to get started and how to best approach it.
Yeah, but at least the board would be, I guess, sympathetic to the stuff that you're doing there. Norbert, is that something that you would subscribe to as well?
Well, yeah, I can't say that I will help on the technical aspect of it because that's really not my thing. But on the social aspect of it, which is, you know, how to interact and what questions to ask and how to get started and those kind of things, I'll try to be responsive on the mailing list so you get some answer to start with. But after that, they need to build up their own relationship with the community in general, right? So it's pretty nice people around, you know. If you show up and you're nice, they'll be nice to you.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, so to conclude the round, Björn, how are you? Björn, are you muted?
Yes, I am muted. I'm so silent. Yes, I'm fine with that.
Cool. Aike?
I agree with all that Norbert said.
Brilliant.
So, yes.
And Joel, I mean, you missed the first part of the conversation, but that was so the question on the table really is just that there's no formal endorsement or anything. Just the board is generally not against this and sympathetic to this apparently very nice work Benjamin is doing there.
Yeah, I didn't find anything at all contentious about what Norbert said, so that sounds fine.
Cool, great, thanks. Does that make you happy, Benjamin? Is that what you were asking for?
Yeah, thank you very well. That makes me happy. And yeah, actually, that's all we need right now. If this project gets the funding, then in the next phase, maybe I need some more official letter of intent or some mail from someone from the board to make it some more official. But this will, if it happens, this will happen in several months probably. So right now, this is all I need, and thank you very much.
Excellent. Thank you, and good luck for the proposal. Crossing fingers there. Okay, so that was the only item on the public agenda. Is there anything else for the public?
What I have added last minute, not sure if we already want to vote on that. We have those two grant requests on the board discussed list. One being the trade show in Stuttgart, the other one the proposal by Björn about the dashboard. From what I remember, the trade show was rather uncontroversial. For the dashboard, a few updates or additions were asked for and questions. Can we vote on any of these already now to move forward with them, or shall we defer to email?
Well, happy to vote on the trade show thing. I don't know, or should we, I mean, maybe we can clarify. I don't really have any urgent questions for the dashboard that would prevent me from signing off on that.
Yeah, maybe let's just do the trade show, the call, if there's no objection, and do the other one for email just because it's not super urgent and
We're talking about the German thing?
Yes.
Yeah, well, there was email discussion, and roughly the people seems to be agreeable with it, and I don't have an objection to it either. It's marketing, whatever. So I didn't read any strong objection against it, as far as I know.
Okay. I mean, Florian, just a procedural question, since this has all been dealt with on a mailing list so far, would there be any reason not to have the vote on the list as well that would perhaps allow all the missing directors to raise their voice?
Not really. Just given it's on the list for like 8 days or so, I wanted to move this forward, but I can send a follow-up that we all vote.
Yeah, well, that's actually a fair point. So let's maybe get the trade show thing really off the table today.
Maybe that would be great, yeah.
Okay. Hearing no objections, I'm calling for a vote for the trade show proposal for the German trade fair from Ellen, right, as posted on board discuss. So calling for a vote, Björn?
Approving.
Pardon?
Yes, approving that.
Okay, sorry, there's some... Yeah, my connection is not the best today. Norbert?
Hi.
Eike?
Yes, approve.
Joel?
Yeah, it's fine. The only thing is the point that I made on board discuss is if we're spending this kind of money, I really do expect to have some kind of a formal write-up at the end that's going to be more detailed than the proposal itself. So as long as they're willing to do that, I'm fine with it.
Okay. Yes, I noted a minute at your vote with that constraint, and plus one from me as well. And actually, yes, I agree with you, Joel, that there will be for that money, that will be good to have.
Well,
okay,
it falls in the general funding rules that we came up with earlier, which is essentially for every project we want some kind of after the fact documentation / PR we can do about it. So to fill up in a report at the end of the year and all those good things. So it's a general requirement for funding, right, that there is some write up of how it's been used and what great things have been achieved with it.
Yeah.
Sure, we just need to make sure it's clear to them just because it's the first time we've done this. So, that sounds good.
Completely agree with you, Joel. No problem.
Sophie, Florian, procedural question. Was that the full roll call? Did I miss anyone?
I counted 5 out of 5. So
okay.
You haven't missed anyone, no?
Excellent. Okay, so we tabled the dashboard thing for the list. Anything else for the public part?
Not from my side.
Okay. So then let's move to the private room. Thanks, Benjamin. I'm just doing some final roll call for the board. I'm obviously still here. Björn?
Okay. Thank you very much.
I'm still here.
Okay. Norbert?
Yep.
Eike?
Yep.
Joel?
Yep.
Excellent. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. And the board meets in the private room in a second. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Bye.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you.
Bye.